Let's go to Ronan Kelly for a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
Thanks, Mary. The front page of the Irish Independent carries a news photo from Reuters that looks like it's a still from the set of a movie or a musical. Two identical looking police officers are flanking an open courtroom doorway in New York. They're both young women, same uniforms, same glasses and brown hair pulled back in a bun the same way. Between them, the central character of the drama strides out, glaring at the camera, his top lip pulled down over his teeth. It is, of course, Donald Trump leaving his trial for fraud. Other photos from the case appear on the front pages of the Irish Examiner and the Irish Times, with the Times headline that Trump is threatened with fines of at least $250 million. Still on dramatic photos, but a lot more frightening. The Irish Sun has a picture released by Dublin Fire Brigade of a car that was completely destroyed in a collision on the M50 on Sunday. It's almost unrecognisable as a car. The vehicle had broken down when it was hit from behind, but the fire brigade decided to publish the photo because the driver and passengers had got out of the car and were behind the crash barrier when the collision took place. The Sun is also one of the papers which carries the story of a teenage car thief who a court heard outran the Garda helicopter in a chase last February. The Irish Times says that the 16-year-old was travelling so fast that he covered the 100 kilometres from Dublin to Longford in just 35 minutes. He then crashed at a roundabout. Another court report, this time from the UK, appears in several papers. It was the trial yesterday of a football fan who was charged with taunting opposing fans by holding up his phone showing a photo of one of the opposing team's child mascots. The Independent says that the photo was of a 6-year-old boy with cancer who had subsequently died. A few pages over in The Independent, Ellen Coyne reports on a training course for young men that's been run in a Belfast prison. It teaches them about how to prevent violence against women. One of the course leaders remarked that in the prison, masculinity is a currency and the rent is due every day. She said, "You have to prove you're a man every single day." That article also appears in the Belfast Telegraph, which elsewhere carries the report on a tribunal into the behaviour of a junior doctor on a children's ward in a Northern Irish hospital. While the tribunal found that he did make mistakes, it also criticised the fact that on his second shift, he didn't receive adequate direction or help from senior doctors and was left to his own devices. The junior doctor has now left the profession. And Cork City Library protests are back in the news, this one more low-key. A Tullamore artist visited the library and asked them not to host the Texaco Children's Art Competition because it's sponsored by a fossil fuel company. The library agreed and will stop hosting the Texaco competition from next year. And back to pictures of celebs in their late 70s, and another one makes several papers this morning and the front page of the Irish Daily Mail, and this star is having a mad hair day. It's Helen Mirren on the catwalk in Paris with her hair backcombed and frizzed out to look like a giant grey blonde halo around her. And as if to prove further that style is not the preserve of the young, there's a vivid picture in the Irish Times of the late Garrick Brown towards the end of his life. It's taken by Simon Watson and shows him wearing a yellow shirt, a light blue tie, yellow and blue plaid rough tweed jacket and matching waistcoat and a pair of jeans.